many ways. I believe our world is confused. We don't have to look very far to see it. Values turned upside down and inside out. And the way the world looks at things, I think they would look at the Beatitudes and think, you know, I think Jesus missed one. Blessed are the tolerant. Where is that in the Beatitudes? Isn't tolerance the number one thing that we're all supposed to have in every aspect of our lives? But that really isn't what Christ taught. Our readings point to something that we face at every, not at every moment, but often in our lives. Conflict. It's nothing that we really enjoy, but it is something that we are called to avoid at all costs. Are there things that we are not called to be tolerant of? There was an advertising campaign at one time called Friends, Don't Let Friends Drive Drunk. But what if I really want to? Are we still supposed to stand up to that individual and take their keys for their own safety, for the safety of someone that they might meet on the road? I think we can agree that there are times in our lives where there is an intervention that is called for. So when these occur, how do we approach them? Our readings can help us. In our first reading from Ezekiel, he is called by God, Son of Man. I have appointed you as a watchman over Israel. When you hear anything, when you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. God is calling him Son of Adam, Son of Adam, a human being. And this charge is given to him, but it is also a charge that is given to us. He is appointed a watchman, a sentinel over the people of Israel. And the nation of Israel is under a spiritual attack, but they oftentimes don't realize it. They become comfortable in their lives, both on a personal level and on a national level. We can become comfortable in our lives. We can forget about sin because we never hear it mentioned hardly anymore. But sin is very real. But when we become comfortable with it, it infects us. We become complacent in sin. We need to hear the warnings, and we cannot be afraid to speak the truth, but we need to do it in love. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. This psalm that we have in our Mass today calls us for repentance. God is calling us to have open hearts, to listen to his word, to enter into that conversion for our salvation and for the salvation of the entire world. And that is what Christ is calling us to do. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him of his fault between you and him alone. In a very real way, we are our brother's keeper. Christ is not telling us that we are to be tolerant of everything. Yes, he ate with saints and sinners, but he also called both saints and sinners into conversion. Because no matter where we are, no matter how holy our lives are at a particular moment, no matter how seeped we are in sin, we are all called to conversion. We're all called to be better. He doesn't call us to be judgmental over others. He doesn't call us to seek to put others down, to go public with their faults, to throw them out there on Facebook, to throw them out there on Twitter, so everybody else can see just how bad this person was who did something to me. We're to judge in love. We don't use the law as a weapon or as a club. St. Paul tells us that the law is fulfilled in love. And that is what Christ is asking of us, to love our brothers and sisters as we love ourselves, to love in the same way he showed us his love, to take up our cross and to follow, to wish the very best for our neighbor. And what is the best we can wish for any other person? For their salvation. But what if they don't listen? Do we just have a que-sera-sera attitude, whatever it will be? It doesn't really matter. That's not what Christ is telling us either. He tells us to use a mediator. For the Jewish people, this reconciliation within a community was very important. It wasn't just the responsibility of the leaders. It was the responsibility of all the people in the community. So after going and speaking to another in private, and they don't listen, take two or three and try again. And if that doesn't resolve the situation and it's a serious matter, bring it to the church. And if they still refuse to listen, they have placed themselves outside of the communion, outside of community. For us, it means to refrain from coming to Holy Communion. Not to not come to Mass. We are always called to come, to hear His Word, to keep holy the Sabbath, to pray. These fulfill the law. But there are times, if we are not in union with the teachings of the Church, that we are called to step back until we can get to the Sacrament of Reconciliation and not present ourselves for Holy Communion. And in the end, we place all of this in the merciful hands of our God. Our three themes today come together in love. First, accountability and responsibility for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk. Speaking this truth in love, even if it means that we are going to be rejected as Christ was rejected, but in spite of that, He took up His cross. And in spite of that, we are to take up our cross and to follow. Second, reconciliation and conversion. Differences of opinion, misunderstandings, actual offenses, minor, serious, these can infect every one of our lives. These can get into our heart. These can alienate ourselves. They can get into our families, our parishes, our towns, our country. They can affect our schools and our workplaces. Every aspect of our lives can become infected with this sin. And in that, we are called to conversion, to be instruments of reconciliation, instruments of forgiveness. And lastly, a prayerful collaboration, where two or three are gathered in My name, I am there in their midst. We need God's guidance in these things so that we don't just go off on our own way, on our own emotions. We need to wrap up all of these things in His love, true love, demanding love, a love that allows us and calls us to be a disciple, a love that fulfills the law, a love that calls for the good of others, a love that will bring us through this world to our eternal homeland.